Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Lots of good memories from Goldschmidt here in St. Louis. He'll be moving on to the Yankees. We're joined now by Tom Ackerman for our weekly chat from the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk, getting set for sports on a Sunday morning at 10. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So what do you make of this Goldie to the Yankees thing?
Well, it's a one-year, $12.5 million contract that he is going to sign. And Jack Curry of the YES Network first reported it. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's a complimentary piece to the Yankees, who have already added Cody Bellinger. They lost Juan Soto, but they still have some big, big bats with Bellinger and Aaron Judge and, you know, Giancarlo Stanton. And now Paul Goldschmidt, who is going to take advantage of perhaps hitting a couple of opposite field bombs out to right. He'll pull some to the left. He'll play a good first base, and it's a good fit for him. He made about $26 million a year here in St. Louis, five-year, $130 million deal that just expired. Cardinals and their fans knew he was going to be a free agent. The Cardinals want to get younger. He's 37 years old, and I expect him to have a nice year, I think, because the pressure won't be on him to be the guy, and he'll be another piece. He replaces Anthony Rizzo at first base as Rizzo became a free agent. I think it's a good fit for Paul. And now you wait to see what happens to Nolan Arenado. The Yankees have been mentioned for him. Could they be teammates in the Bronx, or will somebody else be able to pick up Arenado in a trade with the Cardinals, or is there still a chance that Arenado will stay back in St. Louis? But it's a good fit for Paul Goldschmidt in New York.
Are there any other Cardinals rumblings to speak about right now, hot stove baseball kind of thing?
Well, I think Nolan Arenado is the next one to fall, and you got to figure out where Alex Bregman is going to play. The third baseman, free agent from the Astros, is going to sign somewhere, and then that team will not be pursuing Arenado. Arenado turned down a trade to the Houston Astros. He has a no-trade clause in his contract, so he can turn down or reject any deal. And a lot of people ask, why would he do that? Why, if he wants to play for a World Series contender, isn't Houston mm-hmm. a contender? They are. I think one of the things he might have tried to do there is keep all of his options still open. So maybe he thought there was another destination that he would prefer, that he'd like to see what they end up doing. Would he go back to the Astros? Maybe, but if you're the Astros and he already turned you down once, are you going to continue to pursue him, or are you going to go somewhere else with your third base position? And then the other thing would be, of course, you know, what do the other names draw? Steven Matz, Miles Michaelis. I can't imagine that Michaelis would draw a lot in the trade market. I think Matz could still be attractive as a starter reliever. Some thought maybe Eric Fetty, but Fetty seems to be a good piece of the Cardinals' rotation. Might have better value if the Cardinals are not in contention. And the same thing would go with Ryan Helsley. You might get a better haul at the trade deadline for those two pieces because they will be highly coveted at that time. But the Cardinals' mindset going into this season is that they want to win. They want to play younger players and see if they are able to finally blossom. And, you know, if I had to take a guess, I'd say the Cardinals' record will be pretty much the same as last year. I think they could have a maybe even slightly better record than they did, which was a few games over 500. They finished with 82 wins. I think there's an opportunity for them to do, or 84, 85 wins, maybe something like that. But whatever the case is, I think the Cardinals have an opportunity to be better if there's a lot of ifs. Gorman has to be good. Walker has to be good. They've got to figure out center field. Contreras at first base. If the pitching staff holds up, if the bullpen remains intact for the most part, could be a pretty good team.
Finally, before we leave baseball, have to mention the passing of Ricky Henderson. When I was a kid, I remember watching him play a lot of national TV games, stealing so many bases, and too young, 65 years old.
Yeah, and for the younger people in the audience, Ricky Henderson was an unbelievable player. In his style of game, he would be a superstar today, the way that he played. You know, baseball needs more Ricky Hendersons, and there will never be a Ricky Henderson, I don't think. I shouldn't say that. There are some good young players that have the speed-power combination, but he was just an exceptional talent, a threat to go deep at any time, a threat to steal a base, of course, any time. The guy had over 3,000 hits. He was a good fielder, too, and he was just a unique combination of athleticism and the speed, the power, everything that he provided. He was an incredible player and could just steal bases at will. I mean, 130 bases stolen in a season is just unthinkable. And he did it over and over, 100-plus bases, ended up with 1,406 steals. And, you know, Tony La Russa will tell you, and everybody will tell you, but you can just take it from one of his managers with the Oakland A's. He is the greatest leadoff man in the history of the game and one of the greatest players we ever saw.
I agree with that. Let's talk college football. I'm sorry about the Indiana Hoosiers on Friday night at Notre Dame, but all four of the games in the first round, none of them were that close.
No, they weren't. In fact, the Indiana game ended up being the closest of the four. And so I will just say on a personal note, to sit there and take it on Friday night and Saturday morning about how Indiana shouldn't be in the college football playoff and Indiana this and Indiana that and SEC teams would smoke them, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I saw Tennessee get their butts handed to them at Ohio State last night. Indiana played Ohio State a lot closer than that. Ohio State scored a junk touchdown at the end. I saw Penn State roll over SMU. I saw Clemson hang in against Texas but lose by a couple of touchdowns. The Indiana loss to Notre Dame ended up being the slimmest of margins. But I think as an Indiana fan, you just kind of take it because, you know, Indiana's not in the club. I mean, they don't have the brand in college football like the other names do. So you got to take the beating a little bit from the critics and all that stuff. They're not in the club. They don't have the recognition yet. They need to earn it. And so they need to beat a big team on a big stage. And they'll get that chance next year. They visit Oregon. They visit Penn State. And they probably will be right back in the mix. They have a favorable schedule again. But they're not, I mean, Indiana was not going to win the national championship. I think that I recognized that and other fans did, and it was just fun to be in that situation. Now you take a look at these matchups, and we're getting into some prime time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Cream will rise to the top here. You've got Georgia against Notre Dame is a tremendous matchup. Texas, Arizona State, I would expect Texas to handle that, but Arizona State's been really good. Penn State, Boise State should be a good one. Penn State's been great. They're undefeated, actually, in the Fiesta Bowl, 7-0 all time. But the marquee one is the Rose Bowl. Ohio State, Oregon is just going to be an unbelievable football game. It was the game of the year earlier this year when Oregon beat them by a point in Eugene, and Ohio State is alive. I mean, their fans turned on Ryan Day. The critics were out. The hounds were out. The team got together. They had a players-only meeting at Ohio State and really got after each other, held each other accountable, and then they came out and they just thrashed Tennessee. And, hey, the Big Ten is not as soft as some of these SEC folks thought, and I think that it is been proven, and now we'll see what Georgia and Texas, the two remaining SEC teams, can do here moving forward. With, I think Georgia will have a challenging matchup with Notre Dame, but it'll be fun.
Well, it is fun so far to have a 12-team playoff as opposed to what the process was before.
Exactly. And there are always will be arguments, Scott. You know, if they made it to 16, then you would say, well, why didn't they put these teams in? I mean, there will always be an argument.
How about the Blues play of late? How would you assess that?
They slid downward a little bit since Jim Montgomery became coach. They got that good spark, that bump earlier when that happened. They did take the Stanley Cup champions to overtime and earned a point back on Friday, but they've lost 5 of their last 6 games and 6 of their last 8. So it has not gone well, particularly, even though some of those games they were able to gain a point. The Dallas game, Jordan Binnington stole one for them. 2-1 loss to Florida recently. Joel Hofer was in goal for that one. He's been a pretty good backup. They visit Detroit tomorrow night, and you know, the Blues are under 500. I mean, as Bill Parcells always said, you are what your record says you are, and the Blues are an under 500 team. So I don't think we can start talking about playoffs and where they are in the standings and all that until they get above 500. If you're curious, though, they are 5 points out of a playoff spot, and in the NHL, that's a lot of points. I mean, you got to really pick it back up here to gain a little momentum, but we'll see how they do.
The Chiefs pick up their 14th win on the season. They only need one more victory to secure the number one seed. The Ravens, they had been vexed by the Steelers the last few games, but they get a victory, so at this point, looking at both conferences, what are your thoughts on the playoff picture?
Well, I still like the Chiefs. Just the way that they play defensively is so impressive to me. They had more interceptions yesterday, 2 of them of C.J. Stroud. The Chiefs are a different team than they used to be. They're not a finesse team. They are a physical football team that plays very, very good defense. And Patrick Mahomes, playing on a bum ankle, throws for 260 and a touchdown and runs for a score. I mean, you know, he is an absolute battler. So until they get dethroned, I still think you have to make them the best team in the NFL. I really like your Buffalo Bills. I think that Josh Allen is playing at an MVP clip again. He always seems to be one of the best players in the league, and I love the way he plays. I think that Buffalo will be a force to be reckoned with, but everything has to go through Kansas City, most likely. Kansas City can clinch if the Bills lose today or if they win next week against the Steelers. Steelers are good. Ravens, I've liked all year, and came through when they needed to with that big win yesterday. I don't really love the Houston team, but, you know, they'll be there. They'll be in the playoffs. And then in the NFC, as much as I like the Detroit Lions, I mean, they showed me something in the Bills game. They are vulnerable, and that kind of opened the door for the Eagles. The Eagles are the hottest team in the NFL. I mean, they've won 10 in a row. And, you know, you just can't deny what Saquon Barkley can do and what that offense can do when they are firing. Plus, they can play defense as well. No other teams in the NFL or the NFC scare me except for the Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. who have a little something going right now, and they're also 12-2. So, you know, I think the sneaky team could be Green Bay, mm-hmm. who's playing a little bit better right now. But, yeah, it'll be a fun NFL playoff for sure.
Quickly, what do you have coming up at 10?
Yeah, real quick, Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol right off the top. He has a toy drive starting today at 9 o'clock at Midtown's Top Golf. Derek Gould and Ricky Horton following that. Josh Schertz, Mark Schreiber, and we'll also hear from Bernie Mikkelsen in the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll replay Eli Drinkwitz's speech at the Jack Buck Awards for the Mizzou fans coming in for the Bragging Rights game today at noon against Illinois.
Sports on a Sunday morning at 10 with Tom Ackerman. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.